Just finally, before we go, you mentioned the Democrats. And I do wonder whether it's difficult for the Democrats to take the higher moral ground, because the Democrats didn't make a decision to release them, but Donald Trump did.
And certainly that was one of Attorney General Pam Bondi's counter-arguments during congressional testimony. Why did you not put these questions to Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, under Joe Biden for the past 4 years?
Didn't see one tweet, not one.
One of the Democrats on that panel switched on her mic and said, weak sauce, weak sauce.
When he was
weak sauce.
And
weak sauce.
Also, I want the record to reflect that, you know, with this.
I think other Democrats acknowledge perhaps more could have been done by Biden as well. You know, why is it such a big political issue now? I think part of the reality there, of course, is that Trump himself set this trap where he's caught himself. You know, he was the one pushing the conspiracy theories about Epstein, and he created that expectation that they would be released now. But there are members of Congress, both Democrat and Republican, who say, let the chips fall where they may. And yes, perhaps there will be bad things about Bill Clinton on the Democratic side, and certainly Democrats like Larry Summers. And let's hear about the Republicans too. The survivors demand transparency here. And if Trump had handled it better and released the files earlier, he could actually have cleared up a lot of this mess. He's been his own worst enemy again. And I think, you know, therefore he's actually given Democrats something of an opening. All of that said, during the election campaign, I would not expect the Epstein files to be the number one issue. That will still be the economy and affordability, but it may well be part of the mix.
David, it's always wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to see you.
That was Washington Bureau Chief David Smith. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Joe Koning, and the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.